chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean and a woman named Sylvie.
She's the can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Emergency pod, Carlo Ancelotti leaves Everton, returns to Real Madrid, a second stint as manager as Los Blancos. Welcome back, the Italian manager. Incredible news. We have Jimmy Conrad to discuss what will be of Real Madrid this summer. What will Ancelotti plan? And any big players coming to Los Blancos? Cristiano Ronaldo, perhaps? We will see. But Jimmy Conrad and yours truly discuss as Ancelotti returns to Real Madrid. Que golazo begins right now. Carlo Ancelotti returns to Real Madrid, second stint as manager of Los Blancos. Incredible news. Unexpected for me. Jimmy Conrad is here with me to discuss. Jimmy C, talk to me, man. Like, are you surprised? Talk to me. Carlo Ancelotti returns to Real Madrid.
I thought that maybe his time with giant super clubs was going to be over. You know, once he accepted the Everton job, and even prior to that, Napoli to a certain extent, you thought, all right, because he got fired from Bayern, went to Napoli, Everton. Anyway, this was a plot twist I didn't see coming, everybody. I guess that's where I'm trying to go with that. Wow, it's unbelievable. So for him to kind of cut off a project that he was starting at Everton, or at least looked like he was starting with Everton, and bringing in some big names, and I'm sure James Rodriguez has got some interesting thoughts this morning. It was a big surprise, but I will say, of all the places that he's been a manager, and he's had tremendous success pretty much everywhere he's gone. And I'm talking Juve, AC Milan, Chelsea, PSG, Bayern Munich, Napoli, Everton, and then a short stint with 3 years at Real Madrid. His best winning percentage is at Real Madrid, almost 75% win percentage when he was there.
Yeah, unbelievable. I mean, he returns, as you mentioned, to Real Madrid. He arrived in 2013, and it was a very interesting time because it was when Gonzalo Higuain left for Napoli. It was when Gareth Bale arrived on that record fee at that time. It was when Isco arrived too. They didn't win the league that year. In fact, they didn't even go top two. It was the first time in a very long time where Real Madrid ended outside of the top two at the end of his first season, but they did win the Champions League, which is a major, obviously, objective for Florentino Perez and Real. But this is a different time, Jimmy Conrad, a different squad. What are you expecting here as Ancelotti returns? Because to your point, I didn't see this coming. I thought Ancelotti was done with big, giant clubs, but obviously he has a very soft spot for Real Madrid. Zinedine Zidane, by the way, was his assistant at that time. So there's a lot to discuss, but what do you expect here as he arrives this summer?
Well, he is a player manager. So I feel like he's probably being brought in for a couple of reasons. One, it's familiarity. You know, two, you're not reinventing the wheel or bringing in an Antonio Conte, who, despite his talent as a manager, can be very abrasive. You bring in somebody who's beloved by the fans, beloved by the players, and beloved by the front office and Florentino Perez, the president. So he ticks a lot of boxes. Yes, to your point, he never won the league. So there were a couple things he did not accomplish when wearing when he was wearing the Real Madrid kit. These aren't baseball managers, I apologize. Which is hilarious, by the way, the baseball managers wear full kits.
How cool would that be, though, in our game? But not just the shirt, but like shorts and stuff.
Everything. I want the shin guards. I want it all. I want to see these big bellies, you know, piling over these.
That would be incredible.
It'd be amazing. So you're welcome for that visual, everybody. So I just think you're going to get somebody who's going to have to deal with a transition. You have a couple players on your team that are getting older. You're going to have to deal with the Sergio Ramos situation. Does Varane move this summer? What about Modric and Kroos? I know Modric signed, so he'll be there for sure an extra year. Benzema obviously is having a renaissance in many ways. And then he's got to get the most out of his young players. Can he be that player whisperer that Eden Hazard needs to find the renaissance in his own career? So there's a lot of challenges, I think, right now for Ancelotti, but it's a nice hire, actually. I think it's probably the best available. He wasn't available. That's the crazy part about it. But if you had to handpick a person to come in and help kind of solve some of these Real Madrid problems and to do it with some class, right? He's not going to be in there throwing anybody under the bus. He's not a Mourinho. He's not a Conte who's already kind of making waves and trying to put his alpha maleness right from the get-go. Ancelotti's just super cool, man. I like this hire a lot. And I'm excited to see what happens this summer now, because with Zidane leaving, you thought, oh man, our player's going to stay. Does Kylian Mbappe want to come now to Real Madrid with Zidane leaving? Because he's obviously such a legend especially for French players. Ancelotti, I think, brings that gravitas and that he has success with big clubs, especially Real Madrid. So yeah, smart move from Florentino Perez. He was down in the dumps with the Super League stuff. He's now working his way back up the charts for being in good favor with the fans.
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned Jose Mourinho. That was actually the manager that Ancelotti took over from in Real Madrid. And the word I use here, Jimmy, I used it on HQ. I use it right now, is stability. I think Real Madrid wanted stability. Not that Zidane didn't bring that, but I think that there was a risk in bringing somebody totally new. You mentioned Antonio Conte, who comes with a different type of gravitas, I guess, type of energy. So they wanted somebody that knew the squad. It does surprise me, though, that Raul wasn't perhaps the one that was going to take over. Obviously, he maybe a few more years or one more season with Castilla. Maybe he'll join as an assistant. And then just like Zidane learned under Ancelotti, now we have Raul maybe learning under Ancelotti once again. So maybe there's a plan there. But you mentioned Kylian Mbappe, and that's somebody I talked about as well. So who would he bring this summer? Because one of the things about Ancelotti, Jimmy, that's great, is that when he calls you and he says, look, I would love for you to play with me, most often than not, I mean, look at James Rodriguez, it will happen, right? So I'm wondering, and now with Karim Benzema obviously playing so close with him and training with him ahead of the Euros, I was thinking Mbappe may, I mean, but who else, who do you think they could get, or what do they need actually as well this summer?
Well, they have a couple players out on loan. I'm curious how he handles the Gareth Bale situation as he comes back into the fold. As you mentioned, he took over when Bale signed. So there's definitely a relationship there. Brahim Diaz, I thought, was excellent with AC Milan. I think he has shown enough to maybe warrant bringing him in and giving him more valuable minutes than he would have gotten otherwise. I think it was a very good loan stint. The whole purpose of a loan, right? Go get him some experience somewhere else. Hopefully he'll do well, bring that confidence back. And then Martin Odegaard is another player with Arsenal. He bring him back into the fold. So you have some players that are out there that could actually help you. You don't have to go out and spend just to spend. That said, if you have a once-in-a-generation type player in Erling Haaland or Kylian Mbappe, then yeah, you need to look at that pretty hard. And they didn't spend. I don't know if they saw the Chelsea model where Chelsea got that ban and they couldn't spend for a while. And then when they could, they bought everybody. I feel like Madrid slow played some of their purchases. I know they got Eden Hazard, but a lot of it was like for like, right? Because when they when Ronaldo sold, they had that money to go out and invest somewhere else. But other than that, I don't think there's been too many crazy signings. And now I think they've been sitting on a treasure chest of some funds, despite I'm putting my air quotes up because you guys can't see me, of them pleading, we're you know, almost bankrupt or whatever they always, you know, cry about. But I think there's money there for them to spend. And I know they're building a new stadium as well. So it's really important for them not a new stadium, but just revitalizing the Bernabeu. When that gets done, that you have a team that's worthy of playing in a brand new stadium like that.
Yeah, absolutely. The other thing as well is obviously, I think one of Ancelotti's biggest strengths is solidifying, you know, the back line, right? Mm-hmm. An area you know very well. Of course, we know Sergio Ramos, we're still trying to figure out what's going to happen with him, but you know, David Alaba is a big introduction as well to the club, but Marcelo is not getting any younger, of course. They're going to need to figure out the fullback situation. I mean, would Lucas Digne from Everton, would he be an interesting purchase, do you think? I mean, I don't know. Who could come in defensively, do you think? I mean, I remember talking to Peter Schmeichel a few weeks ago, and he mentioned Wesley Fofana from Leicester City. I just think that Ancelotti might have more of an eye on the Premier League now because he knows it better, right? Would he bring somebody there?
I'm curious, though, in his exit from Everton, which I think everybody will be cool about it, though Everton fans have to be incredibly disappointed to lose a manager of his experience. And yeah, maybe things didn't go exactly the way they wanted, but it's that guy has so much to his managerial ability. And of course, as a player, too. And everybody loved him. I'd be surprised though if they said, "Hey, if you're going to leave here, you can't take any of our players for at least."
Yeah, there's
if I was Everton, I'd put that stipulation in 100%. Now, Lucas Digne would be a good ad. I completely forgot about David Alaba, so thank you for bringing him up. What I think that they're going to do, I thought this prior to Ancelotti signing, I thought they're going to go get Jules Koundé, the center back, young center back from Sevilla. That was always a target that I thought they had in mind because Varane was having a dip in form this past season. Sergio Ramos can't stay healthy. They had to have their scouts trying to identify not only the obvious young talent, but probably some other ones that were not necessarily unaware of, but just haven't hit our radar yet in a meaningful way. But Jules Koundé has. And so I could see them going to sign, go try to get him. He made a comment last week, Jules Koundé, saying he wants to play for a big club. And I was like, the disrespect to Sevilla, by the way, you know? So that was interesting that he had phrased it that way. Now maybe it got taken out of context, but it was interesting that he had made basically, however he sliced it, he did make a mention that he was thinking bigger than Sevilla.
Yeah.
And this could be his time to make a move to Madrid.
Absolutely. Hey, how about, I think this helps Eden Hazard, right? Maybe a fresh start. You know, maybe this summer can be where he revitalizes himself, especially after all the injuries, because a lot of it wasn't his fault. He just wasn't fit and it didn't help, but maybe that helps him. Vinicius Jr. could, you know, Rodrigo, could you see anybody else? Maybe I was thinking, could they grab Angel Di Maria from PSG? Just be like, hey, listen, let's reunite again or whatever. I don't know. I just think there's a lot of pieces here that could help Real Madrid, especially after the Euros and what they can look at and see how they can rebuild, because clearly the Champions League is a major objective, but you know, winning the league once again is another one.
Yeah, it's tough. There are a couple spots where, all right, they need to start looking forward. Modric, Toni Kroos.
Yeah.
Casemiro has put so many miles on his legs trying to cover so much ground in the middle of midfield. I know Fede Valverde can do the job as well, but maybe not like Casemiro. So they do have a couple options. I think outside back is a real big issue. Ferland Mendy, I thought, was solid when he played. But on the right side, when Carvajal doesn't play, the drop-off is intense, you know? So Otriozola, Lucas Vasquez, those guys aren't going to win you La Liga titles. They're not going to win you significant trophies, in my opinion. So you need to really strengthen. To your point about the back line, only Ferland Mendy for me is the guy that you're thinking, okay, I have my left back. If he's healthy, he's going to be the guy. Ramos is going to get hurt because he's not getting any younger. Varane, I think, just needs a change of scenery. I could see Manchester United going for him. And then you got to bring in an outside back.
Well, Alaba helps, right? So Alaba's right.
That's true. Alaba, yeah, that's right. That's right.
So, you know, well, there's a lot to think about. Well, Real Madrid fans, I don't know how you feel about this, but young Real Madrid fans, just know that when Ancelotti was there in his first stint, you won Copa del Rey. You won the Champions League. You know, I believe Ancelotti was also nominated for World Manager of the Year that year as well. You didn't get La Liga, but there were certain objectives that you did get. So again, stability is the one that I feel is to be mentioned. All right, Jimmy, final question. How do you see Real Madrid then with Ancelotti next season? If it just your initial gut reaction, just obviously it depends a lot on who they bring in. And you mentioned Loney's coming back. Also Ceballos. Martin Odegaard, is he going to return? Like, I don't know what, you know.
Ceballos, I think Arsenal fans can't wait to get rid of Ceballos. So I'm not sure how excited Real Madrid are going to be bring him back into the fold.
Ironically enough, it was also when Ancelotti arrived at Real Madrid in 2013 was when Mesut Ozil was sold as well. So like, I don't know. What do you think?
A lot. I mean, I'm looking at the standings from that 2013-2014 season.
And we're third, right?
They were third, tied on points with Barcelona on 87, and Atleti had 90. So it wasn't like there was a massive gap between the top and the bottom. I mean, he was close to winning a lot. He almost won the treble that year, you know? I mean, he's probably two games away from winning the treble. And there's actually a lot of players on this team that are still on this team, which is funny. And Angel Di Maria is probably the biggest name that you could still bring back. But they had Xabi Alonso, obviously CR7.
Here's one for you.
It's unbelievable. CR7. I'm looking at this team.
But could he bring CR7 back?
Well, given the fact that I was not prepared for Ancelotti to even be the Madrid manager at this point, I think anything's possible. And the fact that CR7, though I think bringing Allegri back is important to kind of get away from the Pirlo experiment, I could see him potentially, but I don't know. I feel like that chapter has been written for him. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
that's a great question.
Yeah.
Great
Morata is permanently at Juventus. So that's done. Right. So I'm just, I don't know, man. Like, you never know with these things.
I know. I know. So ultimately I think they will compete. I don't expect Atleti to repeat as champions. Yeah. They seem to be a club that wins it once every 6 or 7 years. So I think Atleti did what they're going to do for a while. I think Barcelona obviously is going to, if Messi resigns, and I think we both think he will, and you adding Aguero, you're adding his best friend, you're adding a couple other pieces with Wijnaldum, potentially Depay. I mean, they're going to
looking good.
That
squad, it's looking good.
They're strengthening a little bit. Eric Garcia just got announced today as the center back. They need a young center back, you know, to kind of start to replace Pique. He grew up in the system, right? So he's a Barcelona kid.
Yeah.
So yeah, everybody's just going to get a little bit better, but I really like this Ancelotti move, but a lot of it's a summer moves. He's going to have to make some hard decisions on players that have been the lifeblood of Madrid for many, many years.
Well, I'm expecting one big name. I don't know who that is. If you think you know, why don't you tweet us, Qué Golazo Pod, Jimmy Conrad, LMH, or I would love to know what you think, because I think this is the beginning of maybe getting one big player coming in this summer, but time will tell, as Jimmy said, who will that be? All right. Final thoughts, Jimmy Conrad, on this move and anything really, because, you know, we haven't talked in a while.
There's so much to talk about. I don't know. I feel like when I don't talk to you for a few days, I'm like, I got to talk to LME about this and this and that.
And
we got to talk to our audience about this, that, and this and that. But let's just focus. This is an emergency pod. We'll keep it on Carlo Ancelotti. I do like the shout, and I don't want this to get cast off in the shadows. I'm very curious about the future of Raul, because he is the coach. Zidane did the same thing of the B team for Real Madrid. Will he now get promoted to assistant under Ancelotti? And then Ancelotti, very similar to what he did last year or last time with Madrid, he'll have a couple seasons and then hand it off to Raul, a club legend, to see how Raul can do moving forward. I like that a lot. And I could actually see that unfolding and playing out in real time.
Absolutely. Well, this is the beginning of the summer season. Isn't this great? We had to wake up Jimmy like at 3 a.m. for this. So we appreciate him. I appreciate you, brother. Jimmy Conrad, as always, thank you so much, man.
Thank you, LME. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Hey, everybody. I want to thank Jimmy Conrad for joining me today. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Qué Golazo Pod. Listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Watch us on YouTube, youtube.com/QueGolazo. We have this and plenty more emergency pods to come, I am sure, but also Nations League as well, Euros, Copa America, and much, much more. Thank you so much for listening and watching. Have a great day.
Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am ready.
Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, April 26th on Paramount+.
Yes!